Well, welcome back to the B part. Today, we are diving into the hospitality and tourism sector with a very important topic. I mean, how to handle customer complaints and difficult situations. Whether you're working in a hotel, restaurant, or in any other service role, knowing how to manage these situations with professionalism is key.
That's right. We'll teach you essential expressions and phrases that will help you resolve issues with guests smoothly. So if you work in hospitality or plan to, this episode is for you.
Very good. By the way, I'm Johnny and I have Aline with me. Jezaline, thank you very much for joining me today in this interesting podcast. Pero antes de arrancar, queremos recordar a nuestros escuchantes que tenemos cursos en Trainline fantásticos donde podéis empezar a estudiar por 39 euros al mes. Tenéis más de 1,000 clases grabadas, tenéis clases grupales donde os podéis unir y también tenéis un campus fantástico con vídeos, ejercicios, que ha sido preparado exclusivamente para nuestros estudiantes y para buscar vuestro beneficio. Así que sí, visitar nuestra página www.training.com. Bueno, pues vámonos a por nuestro fictional dialogue, que siempre nos gustan, nuestro role plays. Y, bueno, yo voy a ser un guest en el hotel lobby, and Aline, tú
vas a ser
the receptionist, ¿no?
I'm going to suffer.
Vamos a ver en qué problemas te meto, Aline.
Have you got a problem with your room?
Okay, well, excuse me. I need to talk to someone about my room. It's nothing like what I saw on your website. I was expecting a sea view room, and this is nothing but a view of the parking lot.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, Mr. Thompson. Let me see what we can do for you right away. Could you please give me a moment to check if there is another room available?
Well, I was really looking forward to that view. Paying top dollar, and this is not what I expected.
I completely understand, and I truly apologize for the inconvenience. I'll check availability for a sea view room. If we can't upgrade you right now, I will offer you a discount on your stay as a gesture of goodwill.
Well, that sounds fair. I appreciate your quick response. And well, now I'm going to be your colleague as well, okay? Aline, remember to offer Mr. Thompson a voucher for this next stay if we can resolve the issue today. So we want to make sure he lives satisfied.
Great idea, Johnny. Thank you. Mr. Thompson, if we can't move you to another room today, I'd like to offer you a voucher for a future stay at our hotel. Would that be acceptable to you?
Yeah, that sounds like a fair solution. Thank you for handling this so well. Very good. Excellent. So let's go a little bit to the dialogue analysis. Let's break down a little bit some of the key phrases and vocabulary from the dialogue that will help you handle similar situations in customer services. So let's see how we can help you with this. We will start also with our slides. And for example, something that you said, no? I completely understand and I truly apologize for the inconvenience. So this is a polite apology using I completely understand shows empathy, and I truly apologize is a formal and professional way to express regret. Mm-hmm. Is there any other sentence, Aline?
We have a very good one. Could you please give me a moment? The polite request structure here, could you please, makes the statement sound respectful and professional. It's a common structure in customer service settings.
Very good. Excellent. And then another one could be, well, I'll offer you a discount on your stay as a gesture of goodwill. That's something also you offered. So this gesture of goodwill phrase shows that the company is making an effort to resolve the problem in a way that benefits the customer. And it's a common term used in service to maintain good customer relations.
Good. Another one that we've heard is, I'll check availability for a sea view room. This phrase uses check tech availability, a standard business phrase when discussing bookings or reservations.
Fantastic, very good. And then we have another one. No, at the end, the other person, the other receptionist, suggested to offer a voucher for a future stay at our hotel. So offering a voucher is common practice in customer service when the company is unable to provide the original service requested. So yeah, nice structures that we can
very useful.
So let's let us go to the question for the audience. So let's see how well you know this phrases. Así que, ¿cómo dirías en inglés? Lo siento mucho por el inconveniente, pero lo resolveremos lo antes posible. Esta es una buena frase. Si trabajas en un hotel o en cualquier otra situación donde tienes que tener contacto con clientes, así que lo siento mucho, resolveremos lo antes posible. Pues bueno, vamos a ver cómo lo decimos.
If you found these customer service tips helpful, don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit the bell icon to stay updated on all future episodes. And remember, for only less than a little bit more than 30 euros, for 39 euros, you can have access to 1,000 recorded classes, webinars, and it's an amazing campus. That campus was designed by the staff of Trenglong, thinking specifically on the needs of the students of Trenglong. Very specific, full of videos and exercises.
That's right. So let us now just dive a little bit into real-world scenarios that can arise in hospitality and tourism industry. So as a professional in this field, you will encounter challenges that require both empathy and problem-solving skills. So let us explore some of the most common challenges in customer service and how to handle them in English, of course. So, for example, we have here just handling complaints.
One of the most common situations is dealing with complaints. Let's say a guest is unhappy with the condition of their room. You could start by saying, I'm really sorry about that. Let me check if we can move you to a different room or offer an alternative. The key here is to acknowledge the complaint and offer a solution promptly.
Exactly. So complaints about food quality or delays are also frequent. For instance, if a guest isn't happy with the meal, you could say, well, I understand your frustration. I'll have the kitchen prepare something else for you right away. So it's important to take responsibility and show that you are addressing the issue immediately.
Another challenge, language barriers. In the hospitality industry, many people don't speak the language, the local language. So you may need to simplify your language or use body language to communicate effectively. For example, you could say, could you repeat that, please? I'm not sure I understand. If necessary, you can also say, let me get someone who speaks your language to assist you.
Very good. So remember, simple phrases in English or Spanish, like, please bear with me for a moment, espera un momento. Of course, sometimes we know that some of the customers or just some of the people working at hotels might speak English, French, German, or Russian. But of course, sometimes you might receive guests from all over the world, and there is a language that you are not fluent with, or that no one at the place where you work speak, so then it's good just to keep calm and try to communicate with the person. What about overbooking, Aline?
Dealing with overbooking is another tough situation, especially when a guest arrives and there's no room for them. In this case, you could say, I'm very sorry, but we have overbooked and there's no room available at the moment. Let me assist you in finding another accommodation or offer a complimentary upgrade. Offering alternatives or compensation is a key here.
Very good. Fantastic. And then just we have another situation that is, for example, last minute changes. Well, sometimes guests make last-minute changes to bookings or requests for special meals or activities. So a polite way to handle this could be, well, I understand your request. Let me check the availability of the changes you need, and I'll get back to you in just a moment. And if the change is possible, well, be sure to confirm it clearly with the guest.
And if it's not possible, say something like, I'm afraid we're unable to make that change right now, but I can offer you an alternative solution. It's important to remain calm and polite at all times.
Very good. And another situation that might be a challenge is high pressure times. So like now, summer, July, August, I can imagine that some working at hotels, they are right now just on the top. So doing high pressure times like busy seasons or peak hours, keeping a calm and professional demeanor is crucial. So when things are chaotic, you might say to guests, well, thank you for your patience. We are doing everything we can to serve you as quickly as possible. So maintaining a customer satisfaction during these times often depends all on managing expectations clearly.
Great. And what about emergencies? Emergencies such as medical situation or a fire alarm require immediate action. You might need to say, please follow me to the exit. We need to evacuate the building immediately. Being calm and direct in these situations is crucial.
That's right. And then finally, just how to deal with online reviews. Well, after a difficult situation, many guests may leave negative online reviews. Well, to handle this professionally, you can respond with, well, we are sorry to hear about your experience. Please contact us directly so that we can address your concerns and improve our service. So this approach shows that you are committed to making things right. So then, just whether you are making or managing complaints or high pressure times, staying professional and calm is key to delivering great customer service. Offering solutions quickly and efficiently makes all the difference.
Great responses for everyone. Let's see what we heard. The correct answer to lo siento mucho por el inconveniente, pero lo resolveremos lo antes posible is, I'm very sorry for the inconvenience, but we will resolve this as soon as possible.
Very good.
Now, notice how we use we will to show commitment. We, it involves the person talking, into solving the problem.
That's right. So now we want to hear from you. What's the most challenging complaint you have had to handle? And how did you resolve it? So please, if you are now live, just leave us a comment. Leave your stories in the comments below, and we'd love to hear your experiences.
Today, we've covered important phrases and strategies for handling complaints and difficult situations in the hospitality industry. So,
that's right.
I think
before continuing with this, os queremos recordar que en Trainline tenemos cursos preparados para vosotros. Cursos en los diferentes niveles, incluido también este del business, que es un inglés un poco más específico, es un poco más profesional, pero igual, tienes cursos desde 39 euros en adelante, con más de 1,000 clases grabadas, con clases grupales, con un campus fantástico que puedes utilizar y que puedes entrar y dedicar tiempo con ejercicios, con vídeos. Y si luego después quieres clases particulares con alguno de los super profes que tenemos en Trainline, pues nada, es cuestión simplemente de que hagas tu solicitud, puedes hacer una clase de prueba, esa te la regalamos. Así que bueno, sácale partido a este curso. So what are we going to see next time? Well, we will focus on emergency care English. Así que, Aline, vamos a cambiar de área. Ya no vamos a estar hablando de hospitality, tourism y restauración. Y vamos a hablar de sanidad. Así que vamos a tener 3 o 4 capítulos súper interesantes relacionados con el campo de la sanidad, con el healthcare. Así que si estás en esa área de trabajo, vas a disfrutar con estos podcasts.
Pues sí. Don't forget to visit trainline.com to improve your English and be ready for any professional situation.
That's right. Aline, it was just a real pleasure again just to be with you on this podcast. Thank you very much for your hard work and always you are doing an excellent work. And we hope our listeners just enjoyed our last podcast about tourism and hospitality. Okay. Well, bye-bye for now.
Thank you.